This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Up till now, which was in Santa Monica beforehand, the Minchas Chinuch we're going to use not just as a text to learn, which we'll do as well, so that we'll cover mitzvahs within the Minchas Chinuch, but more important, we're using the Minchas Chinuch as a springboard for a process of learning and exploring all sorts of avenues in halacha and in sap. So we'll go into the Gemaras, we'll go into some of the Rishonim, we'll do some of that before we even look at the Minchas Chinuch. Today we'll see something quite interesting, where we'll learn the Gemaras, and once we've learned the Gemaras, and I'm not sure if we'll get as far as that today or next Sunday, once we learn the Gemaras, we will find it effective that we don't agree with the Minchas Chinuch. So that will happen from time to time as well, and we'll deal with that as we work through it. What would be good is if we can have all of your email addresses so that I can let you know before the shiur what sforim to bring. So if you've got your own sforim, you can bring them. Usually it'll be a Gemara, a Rambam, maybe one or two other things. Those of you who want to get in with the Sinuch, that's always a wonderful sefer to have. You'll become used to using it as we go through the shiur. But meanwhile, I'll photostat everything and make sure that you've got whatever you need. So let me hand out these to start off with. You've got a set of the texts that we're giving you today. What is going to be important, really, for the standard of the shiur is that you do some learning in between. So I'm going to try to, ideally, the idea of a shiur like this is not that it's a one-hour shiur. The idea is that this should be a one-hour shiur that gives you 4 or 5 hours of learning during the week. So ideally, if you can set up chavrusas, that would be good. We'll have a copy of the tape of the shiur on an MP3 format that you'll be able to download and listen to if you want to use that for revision purposes. Best is to have a chavrusa, to actually set up time that you can review, if possibly do even a bit of preparation, but certainly reviewing, so that the shiur can be dense. And it's important that the shiur is concentrated. We only have an hour. And the idea of that hour is that it gives you material to work with for much more than the hour. What we're going to be doing, if you look at the sheets that I've handed out to you, I outlined the shiur on the first page in the handwriting. And we've got five steps in the shiur. What we're looking at is the role of the Eidus in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. I'll explain all of that. For some of you who've been learning with me already, the concepts will be familiar, and some of the sources will be familiar, although the shiur is a different shiur from the ones that we've had previously. In the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh is the declaration of the determination and declaration of Rosh Chodesh. The peculiarity of the lunar calendar is that there is no consistency as to the length of a lunar month, since it's 29 and a half days, more or less. It's sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days, which means that unless there is a centralized determination as to when Rosh Chodesh is, the nation would never be sure as to when any Yom Tov is. So the Torah creates a centralized system of determination of when Rosh Chodesh is. And there are various different parts to that determination. The one is what we call Cheshbon. Beis Din works it out. So they have formulas, which are the same formulas that drive the calendar till today, whereby Beis Din can determine to the minute, to the second, when and where the new moon will rise and where. So they're able mathematically to determine, and this is quite important in our whole... Hi, I came inside. Nice to see you all. Go out the chair. And we're going to have to do a little bit of sharing because we don't have enough. I'm very happy to see more people than I expected. Just to quickly recap, I was just explaining that we're going to be using the Minchas Chinuch not just as a text that we go through. The Minchas Chinuch is a springboard that's going to launch us into exploration of various halakhic concepts as we go, using Gemara. So instead of following a Gemara from beginning to, we're not learning Gemara Rosh Hashanah from Daf Beis till the end, and we're not learning Shulchan Aruch from a certain Siman until the end. We're going to be moving around, working around concepts rather than working around the text. The concept we're working with is Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the declaration of the Chodesh. And what's unique about this mitzvah is, as I've explained, with different components, with Cheshbon, which is calculation, Kabbalas Eidus, then we see, so the Cheshbon tells us when the new moon will be. Eidus, evidence, tells us when the new moon was. Somebody actually saw it. Cheshbon is in the future tense, and Eidus is in the past tense. Just from the calculation using mathematical formula, tell us when to expect Rosh Chodesh. Eidim come and say, we actually saw it. That's in the past. Then there is the act of Kiddush. Beis Din says, Mekiddush. So it's Rosh Chodesh today or tomorrow. And then there's the question of Shlichus. We then send out messages to the diaspora. The people should know that it's Rosh Chodesh. So those are the four steps in the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. What's so fascinating about this mitzvah is the interplay between its various components. So you've got in the Cheshbon, and we started to do this in the earlier shiur, we've got the Cheshbon, which is mathematical calculation, which is absolutely accurate. So we don't need any confirmation of that calculation. So that we have the ability to determine an event with absolute certainty using mathematics. Then we have Eidus, which is a human interface. So the same information. And then we have a declaration, a verbal statement. And then we have communication outward. So we're working all together with the interrelationships between empirical information derived from mathematical formula and anecdotal information derived from evidence, trying to align those two. Communication, where there's a time lag and how that time lag operates. So altogether we're dealing with the interplay between time and space. Because in communication what happens, I'm here, and the Jews in Babel, we're in Yerushalayim, the Jews in Babel, we have a space problem. I've got to get the communication from where I am to where they are, and there are no cell phones or radios. So the only way to do that is through actually physically crossing those boundaries. So we're going to look at that, at communication and the time lag in communication and what that does. It will be interesting to make comparisons to today where there's no time lag in communication. Communication is instantaneous. But that's a relatively new phenomenon, that communication can be instantaneous. These are some of the issues that we're going to be looking at in the broader sense of the mitzvah. Today specifically what we're going to look at is where does the role of evidence come in? Clearly evidence is not to give us information because we have the information mathematically. So if we have the information mathematically, why do we need that step of Eidus? I know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Let's declare the month and let's send out Eidim. Let's have three steps to the process. Why the fourth step? Where does the Eidus step fit in and what is its purpose? Is what we're going to be looking at today. So if you look through the sheet, you'll see the first step is the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, which I've outlined to you, and we'll see it inside in the Rambam. The second step is clarification of the role of Eidim. There are two possibilities as what Eidim can be. Eidim can either be what I've called Birur Zman Rosh Chodesh, a means of determining when Rosh Chodesh is, and although we know that mathematically, maybe the Torah tells us you've got to use anecdotal information as well. Or the second possibility is it's Tanai Lamaise Kiddush HaChodesh. It's not part of the information gathering process, it's part of the declaration process. Again, so we gather information, we declare, and we disseminate information. That's Kiddush HaChodesh. We gather information. Now, what are the means of gathering information? Cheshbon is one, calculation. Eidus might be the other. That would be possibility one. Possibility two is we don't need Eidus for gathering information. We need Eidus as a condition for declaration. Now, that sounds odd. Why would we need Eidus? If you know when Rosh Chodesh is, why do you need Eidus as a condition of declaration? That's what we're going to analyze today. Then we're going to look at step three, at the sugya of Sholchan Leilam Arukho, Ador HaSomech Nisan Leilam Choser. The Gemara makes a statement that Ador, the one that's next to Nisan, when there are two Odors, is always 29 days. And the Gemara goes into an analysis, and we're going to draw some important principles from that analysis. The fourth step will be the Minchas Chinuch question. The Minchas Chinuch then poses a question, which we'll have a look at. And based on the way we've learned the Gemara, we're going to reject his answer, which is going to leave us in an interesting position. and then five, a bit of a philosophic discussion that results from that. Are there any questions before we go into the text? Any clarification for anybody? Okay, then let's start off looking at the Rambam, which is your second last page. The Rambam, which is your second last page. Which is from Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Mitzvah Aseh, the Rambam here defines the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Very important Rambam. Again, those who have been learning with me already will have seen this Rambam once before. Mitzvah Aseh min HaTorah. It is a positive mitzvah in HaTorah. Al Beis Din, this is a mitzvah not for the whole of Klal Yisrael, it's a mitzvah on the Beis Din. There are some mitzvahs that apply to everybody. There are some mitzvahs that apply only to men. There are some mitzvahs that apply only to Kohanim. There are some mitzvahs that apply only to kings. And this is a mitzvah that applies only to Beis Din. Mitzvahs Aseh min HaTorah al Beis Din, sheyeh chashvu, that they should calculate, veyedu, and they should determine, they should know. So the mitzvah, calculation is part of the mitzvah. The calculation is not just the way you get to Kiddush. The process is part of the mitzvah. The process, so yeh chashvu is the process, yedu is the outcome. So the Torah wants the Beis Din to engage in calculation, to achieve outcome where there's knowledge, there's clarity as to when Rosh Chodesh is, im yireh hayoreh lo yireh, whether the moon will appear or it will not appear on the 30th day. The sheyidrashu esoedim, phase two of the mitzvah is they have to cross examine witnesses, ad sheyakadshu esachodesh, to the point where they can be mekadesh the chodesh. That's phase three. Cheshbon, edim, Kiddush. And then phase four, the Yishlechu v'yodiyu esh'ar ha'om ve'ezeh yom Rosh Chodesh. They must then send out communications to the rest of the nation what their Rosh Chodesh is, k'dei sh'yedu v'ezeh yom ha'em ha'moyad, so they will know when it's Yom Tov. Where does this all come from? Sh'ne'amar, asher tikru'u oisom mikro'i kodesh. It says, these are that you shall declare these as holy days. When do we declare them? Declare them Rosh Chodesh time. The declaration is Rosh Chodesh. And you shall keep this chok as a moed forever. Yes.
If the Edim are if Kiddush Chodesh is based on the fact that the Edim see something, and this is on Rosh Chodesh, what happens until you tell Shara Am Yisrael certain events pass Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is a Tishrei. You start telling people that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah, even if they're 100 miles away, you could miss the whole
thing. All that we're going to take care of. But that's going to take us a few weeks before we get there. Because we use the Gemaras and the Halachas go clearly into that, and there's some fascinating anomalies
unless
that result from that.
Unless it's done previously.
No, it's not done, but that's part of the reason we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So that we get covered evenly, and that's why even in Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Rambam. So there we have the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, and now our question is that section, that phase 3 of Edus. Phase 2 of Edus. So if they already know when Rosh Chodesh is and they have to declare it, what is the role of Edim? What does the Torah bring the Edim into it for? And they create enormous cumbersomeness in the whole process, the Edim. A whole lot of Gemara Rosh Hashanah is about the Edim, and we don't really need them. What do we really need them for? Is what we're going to have a look at. That's step one. Step two now is the Gemara. And here we're going to learn a piece of Gemara, and it might take us the whole of today, which is on Daf Yutes Amud Beis, which is your first page of texts. So this is Rosh Hashanah, Yutes Amud Beis, and Chof Amud Aleph. This is the Gemara that we're looking at, the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis. So now, in learning the Gemara, what we have to do when you learn a text is leave aside its relevance to what we're doing and just learn the Gemara as if that's the piece of Gemara we're learning now. And just learn the Gemara as a standalone text. We'll learn it with as much clarity as we can, and then we'll extract principles from it that we'll use. But in the beginning, let's just see what it says. And this is how this piece of Gemara is constructed. It starts off with a statement. The statement is, five lines from the bottom of your Tesson with Aleph, Sholchu Leila Mar Ukva. They sent to Rav Ukva. Adar Hasomuch LeNisan LaIlam Chase. Adar, and then there are two others, it's the one that is near Nisan, is always Chaser. Chaser means it's a 29-day month. Male or Uber is a 30-day month. So we're given an axiom here. Adar is always Chaser. That's the statement. Now the Gemara is going to go through two processes. We look at both of them. The first one is an attack on that statement and a resolution of the attack. The second one is a support for that statement and a refutation of the support. Okay? So let's get it again. The first one, we're going to attack the statement from a source, from a Mishnah, and we're going to refute the attack. And the second one is we're going to support the statement and refute the support. So either way, there is no relevance. The Mishnah we're trying to either question it from or support it from turns out to be not relevant to the statement. In that process of learning, we're going to gather some important understanding. So the first one is an attempt to question it. Mati Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman posed the question. And here he quotes from a Mishnah on the next page. What does the Mishnah say? Ashnei Chodoshim Mechallim Es HaShabbos. There are only 2 months since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There are only 2 months for which we allow Edim to be Mechallel Shabbos, to come and give evidence. So it's now day 30. Edim see the new moon. The problem is day 30 happens to be Shabbos. What do we do? So we allow them to be Mechallel Shabbos. They can get in their cars, their talus off the shoe, and their black hats and their beards, and they can drive through the streets of Yerushalayim, and they can come up to Beit Din to give evidence. If they were in Tel Aviv or where it is, they couldn't see, they can go out of Tchum, they can drive, they can do whatever they need to get there. Which, as we mentioned when we learned some of these halachas earlier, isn't it amazing how important this halacha must be that the Torah allows Chilul Shabbos even though we don't need them? The fact is, we know when Rosh Chodesh is. We know about Cheshbon. Always bear that in mind. Beit Din is not missing any information. They know when Rosh Chodesh is. So is it then that the Edim have to come? And the Edim have to come, so much so the Torah will let them be Mechallel Shabbos. And what you'll often get people saying, you know, what do you need a second day Yom Tov for? And what do you need this law for? And what do you need that law for? You see, even when there's no apparent reason for a halacha, how serious the halacha is, that the Torah will even allow Chilul Shabbos for a law that we can't really figure out what we need it for. And we'll try and figure out a little bit more of it today. But one thing's for sure, we don't need them in order to know when Rosh Chodesh is. Yet they can be Mechallel Shabbos. For which months? Al Nisan Val Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei, because those months are really important. Of course, because there's lots of Yom Tov in them. End quote. That's the Mishnah. Now let's analyze. Says the Gemara. E Amris Bishlomo. If you make an assumption that zimnim mole zimnim choser. Now this is what a method that the Gemara often uses in testing. Let me give you two introductions here. The first one is, there is a lot of absurdity in the Gemara. You'll often find when the Gemara goes through an analysis process, the cases, the scenarios the Gemara dreams up are almost absurd. The reason for that is the purpose of dreaming up those scenarios is not to propose or to examine the halacha in those scenarios. That's not what the Gemara is. Many of those scenarios are impossible. The purpose is to test the boundaries of the halacha. The Gemara creates the most outlandish scenes to be able to test what the edges of the halacha is. The Gemara always operates at the edge of halacha, so that we can find out how far can you push it, what point can you go with the halacha, how can you expand the halacha. And you'll see the Gemara doing that right here. We're going to look at some cases, and this is something quite frequent. The second thing is the Gemara's method very often is to test the opposite of the thesis. So what is the thesis? The thesis is that Adar is always Chaser. Adar is always 29 days long. Says the Gemara, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nisan is one of the only 2 months for which you can be Mechallel Shabbos to come and give evidence. Let us assume that Tishrei, that Adar is not always Chaser. We don't know whether it's full or whether it's long or short. We don't know. Let us assume that for a moment. Then that would be very well. Zimni mole zimni choser, if it's sometimes full and sometimes lacking. Mishum hochi, that would be the reason mechalalin. It's got to be mechalal. Elo e amris on the top of the next page. Lo ilam choser. If you tell me that we know for sure it's a 29-day month, am I mechalalin? Why do you need to be mechalal Shabbos? Now the Gemara isn't yet getting to our question of why do you need Eidim altogether. The Gemara is actually asking a stronger question. Let's say for some reason the Torah wants the Eidim to come, we shouldn't rely on the on cheshbon, we shouldn't rely on calculation. So the Torah wants us to hear evidence as well. But one thing is for sure, for Adar we don't need evidence. Adar is the 1 month we know for absolute sure, and the whole of Klal Yisrael knows. It's a standard thing, everybody knows. It's a 29-day month. So what do you need Eidim for? And if you need Eidim, fine, let Eidim come. But Chal Shabbos? Are you going to let Eidim perform Chil Shabbos to come on a month that we don't need them at all? Is the Gemara's question. So clearly you see that Adar is not always Choser. Because if Adar were always Choser, the Eidim would not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the Gemara's question. Now, the Rashi is where the real importance lies. The Rashi is about 10 lines from the bottom. Mechalalin is HaShabbos. Yes.
Assuming that it's not important for them
to be, why is it important for them? That we don't need them. How can it be important? We know that it's Choser. We know that it's Choser.
Well, I mean, as you said outside before, that it's so important that we need them anyway. I don't know why, but we do need them.
Yeah, the Gemara will only come to that as a last resort. Let's first try and see if there's any logical reason. Eidim shiroes halavono b'chidusho, explains Rashi. Witnesses who saw the moon at its first phase. Mechalalin es haShabbos, maybe mechalal Shabbos. Matzeis chutz l'tchum, to go beyond the tchum. Mavol le'beizdin, to come to beizdin. Lahaid lifneihem, to give evidence before them. Because all the Yom Tovs are dependent on these 2 months. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos are all dependent on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So we can't mess around with those 2 dates. So we've got to know them for sure, and everybody has to be properly communicated, and if that means Chilul Shabbos, then so be it. The Kasal Kadaita, very key words in Rashi. Look these words carefully. It is the Gemara's initial assumption. It is the Gemara's initial assumption at this point that Chilul of the Shara Rachmana, that the reason for the Chilul Shabbos that the Torah permitted, is Mishum de Kvias Yarcho Lefi Ru'iyas Halavonahu. That the fixing of the month is aligned to the sighting of the moon. The Gemara says this is the initial assumption, that the fixing of Rosh Chodesh, the determination of Rosh Chodesh, is aligned to the sighting of the moon. In mole, mole, in chose, chose. If the moon is seen on day 30, day 30 is Rosh Chodesh.
He's denying the importance of the calculation.
He's saying that you've got to set the calculation aside, that's just a check, to check that the Eidim are telling the truth. But the source of information the Torah wants is sighting. And that's in fact the halacha. If they don't cite, even if the calculation is 30 and there are no Eidim, then you don't declare it on 30. So in a sense, one understands where this havamina, where this assumption comes from. That there's the need for Eidus in order to determine the day. That's the assumption, but it's the word assumption that is interesting in Rashi. Because the fact that Rashi uses assumption, kasal kadaitach, means that assumption is not going to last. That's why the question exists. So again, what's the assumption? The assumption is we need Eidim to know when Rosh Chodesh is. And on these 2 days, we have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. These 2 months, we have to know when Rosh Chodesh is. Because if we don't, we don't know when any of the Yom Tovs are. So it's so important that there have to be Mechalal Shabbos to give us the information. This is about information. And without this information, we can't declare Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the Eidim can be Mechalal Shabbos.
But ultimately, he knows we do have to rely on calculation, because if it were cloudy for several days, we would rely on the calculation.
Torah doesn't want us to, and again, the din is that if Eidim haven't come, we don't declare Rosh Chodesh. So for whatever reason, one thing is clear, the Eidim play a crucial role. We're not sure the purpose of that role. But you can't declare Rosh Chodesh without them. and you can if they don't count. But then there'll be the second day, there'll be a late Rosh Chodesh. You cannot declare Rosh Chodesh on day 30 without Edim.
Isn't the statement Adar Lalam Chaser in of itself part of the calculation? That's part of the mathematics.
Yes, you're right. That is part of the calculation. So the and that just strengthens the question. So we know.
I mean, this statement could be stated Adar Lalam Chaser, and the kasha on it. It's actually true with any month because it's part of the calculation. They could probably tell you that Nisan Lolam Maleh, or they could probably tell you anything. This is just a mathematical statement that they could probably say about another month too, or maybe not. But I mean,
I can't say that about all months. The Pnei Yeshua actually works out that it isn't mathematically correct. It is not mathematically correct, and that what the Gemara is really saying is that Beis Din have to make it chaser always. It usually is chaser.
But
and that the instruction is they have to make it, and that's why Sholchule, they sent from Yerushalayim, they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Marukva, saying we want to tell you the halacha is no matter what, Halacha is going to be chosos. Now the Gemara is questioning. Now let's go further. So that's the initial assumption. And again in Rashi, Mishum Hachim Mechalalin Im Ra'uhu B'Yom Lamed. Therefore, if they saw the new moon on day 30, they've got to be Mechalal Shabbos, says Rashi. Why? Shim Lo Yavoyu V'Yoidu Sheraou Hayom. Because if they don't come on day 30 and tell us, lo yekadshu Beis Din ad mocho, Beis Din will only make Rosh Chodesh the next day. V'yasu esachoser mole, and they'll make a month that ought to have been short, they will make it long. And that messes up everything. So it's important for the Edim to come, says Rashi. So that's strong. So what's the Gemara's answer? Let's go back into the Gemara. Let's do that top line again. Elo I amris lo ilam choser. But if we know for a fact that Adar must always be short, am I mechalalin? And what do we need the Eidim to be mechalal for? Ask the Gemara. Very powerful kasha. Answer the Gemara. Yishum de mitzvah lekadesh al hariya. Because there is a mitzvah to be mekadesh having seen. Explains Rashi. Second line, al hariya, al pi Eidim. Having seen doesn't mean that Eidim has to have seen themselves. We know that Eidim are the eyes of Beis Din, that even if Eidim, because Beis Din can't be everywhere at all times, Beis Din has to stay in one location, but you've got Eidim, you've got people around the world, and if somebody saw and comes to Eidim and tells what they saw, that's good enough. Tichtiv, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. When the laws of Rosh Chodesh were given to us the first time, they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem said, Achodesh Hazeh Lochem, this moon is your Rosh Chodesh. What does this indicate? That he's showing that there's a moon to look at. So he took Moshe out and he says, when you see a moon that looks like this, declare Rosh Chodesh. Kazeh Eva Kadesh. See a moon like this and be Mekadesh. So the Torah links the visioning, the sighting with the Kiddush. So you're right. But as far as information is concerned, we don't need it. But there's a Gezeira Sakosuf. There's a law in the Torah, the reason for which we don't yet know, that Kiddush should follow sighting. And if Beis Din haven't seen it themselves, then Eidim must have seen it. That's what Rashi says. Now, let's just go a step further before we analyze, Alan. In the Havamina, in the initial assumption, what is sighting linked to? Information or determination?
Information.
In the initial, in the Havamina, we thought that without Eidim we don't have the information, and therefore we wind up making a mistake. And in the answer, what are we told?
It's determination.
Determination. You have the information, you know when Rosh Chodesh is, but you can't articulate it, you can't declare Rosh Chodesh until Eidim have come.
Then why only on 2 months of the year can they mechalal Shabbos? On any month of the year, you'll be declaring incorrectly if it falls out of Shabbos and they can't come.
So you'll declare the next day it's not the end of the world. It's only
so
the end of the world
go,
for those
they're willing to go that far. They're willing to miss.
Yeah, a couple of times a year they might do Shkodesh on the next day and they can fix it up later, they can catch up later, but on these 2 months they can't miss. That's the important thing.
So they're
thing.
Willing to miss
up
if they have.
Yes, not on these 2 months. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was every month. In the time, this is only post Beis HaMikdash. That's why in the time of the Beis HaMikdash they had to be Mechal Shabbos every month. Okay, this is only, as the Mishnah says on the next page, this is only for after the Churban Beis HaMikdash.
so we actually turn this around, because it's 329 days, because Adar is always chaser, that's why in particular we need witnesses in Nisan. Had it been sometimes one, sometimes the other, you actually wouldn't need the witnesses, because then you could declare it the second day. But
you would have an option.
The only way we could have declared,
yes, exactly, absolutely right.
Witnesses there on Shabbos.
Absolutely right. For the one reason it comes up, that if there's no way you can be B'tavish Rosh Chodesh on the right, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, if the Eitzi is on Shabbos, if the Eidim doesn't come, you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of the Kaddish. You'll have to be Mekaddish, because Lo Yilam Choser. But you'll have to do it without Eidim, and you'll miss the mitzvah of Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Ariyah. So this is a mitzvah. It's not that you don't know without them and you need them. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Ariyah.
What if it's cloudy during Adar?
And you don't have Eidim. Usually that's part of the reason why you have to get Eidim from other areas, but if the whole country is cloudy, then you'll have to know this and you won't have Eidim, but you will declare it that day in any case. Because is loyal and chaser. So the land up will declare without Eidim, and that's a pity, you'll miss a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is L'Kaddish Al-Ariyah. Now, let me pause there for a moment and ask you, so what is the role? What does this mean, that it's a mitzvah L'Kaddish Al-Ariyah? You have the information, you know others loyal and chaser, so you know to do this Rosh Chodesh. In fact, you're going to declare Rosh Chodesh today with or without Eidim. Still, Eidim have to be Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariyah. The way that the Mitzvah is composed is Re'iyah is part of that composition. So, what does all this mean? What is this Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariyah? So, I would want to suggest to you that this is similar, because the wording is very similar to, for example, Kiddush on Shabbos. What is the halacha? Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Hayayin. Mitzvah to say Kiddush on wine. Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariyah. Doesn't mean that without wine you can't have Kiddush. And wine you can do Mekaddish on Lechem, on Challah. And if you're not Mekaddish at all, Shabbos still comes in. But it's a Mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ayayin. So we see that when we are Mekaddish something, where are examples of when we Mekaddish something? There's Kiddush. Where else?
Levana.
Sorry?
Kiddush Levana.
This our case here, where you mekadesh l'davana, not our kiddush, our kiddush l'davana, kiddushin, where we also have wine. So whenever we mekadesh something, we use an object. Who are you mekadesh in kiddushin?
The
isha. Right. So you mekadesh. The woman is the object of the kiddushin. What are you mekadesh on Shabbos?
Shabbos.
So you're not mekadesh the wine. In both cases, there is an object of your mekadesh. But the method of doing so is to have wine in your hand. What are you mekadesh for Rosh Chodesh? A month. You're mekadesh a period of time. Or you mekadesh the day of Rosh Chodesh. You declare that day as Kodesh. There's a certain Kodesha, there's a Kodesh Musaf, there are various things. The halachas that apply to Rosh Chodesh don't apply on other days as a result of our Kiddush. So when you mekadesh a woman, what happens to her? The halachas change. All of a sudden, she can't marry anybody else, and she can't be in yichud with anybody else. All sorts of halachas apply through the utterance of a few words by a man in front of Eidim. The man says those words, and her halachic reality changes instantly. Shabbos is different. We don't create that change. We add to it, but we don't create it. Shabbos comes in the event. But Rosh Chodesh, by their declaration, halachas are created on that day. So the object of the Maisei Kedusha is not the wine, the moon. The object is the time, the period of Rosh Chodesh. But there needs to be an object. Just as there's wine for Kiddush and there's wine for Kiddushin, there's a moon for Rosh Chodesh. But then you have to see it. It can't be a virtual moon. You can't make Kiddush on a virtual glass of wine. So I would suggest to you that the mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Ariyah we should take as a mitzvah similar to the mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Yayin. You need an object. I will still discuss philosophically why. Why do you need an object? What is the role of wine in Kiddush? Why can't you just say Kiddush on Shabbos? What do you need the wine for? Why can't you just take Kiddush for a... It's not ma'akev, it's mitzvah. The mitzvah L'Kaddish Al Yayin. So why do you need... Why the mitzvah? What is the role of the wine? Because the role of the wine for Kiddush and the role of the wine at Kiddushin, I would argue, is similar to the role of Re'iyas Halavono by Kiddush HaChodesh. That for the same reason, for whatever reason it is, you need something material, you need an object to attach while you're bringing Kiddusha into a concept. Seems that you need an object, and the Lavona is the object. So the role of Re'io now is, we understand, is not information. We have the information. This is part of the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. Once you've got the information, Beis Din now say, let's declare Rosh Chodesh. Now, just as one would say, let's make Kiddush, what's the next question you would say? Where's the wine? Let's make Moedim. Mitzvah is a different, and anyway, it's different. Let's get the chuppah going. Where's the wine? Now, where's the woman? You understand, she's not here yet. She's going to come. Where's the wine? You want to make Kiddush HaChodesh. Where's the moon? Here we have two Eidim, we saw the moon. Good. Then we can be Mekadosh HaChodesh. So we lead them to the process of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's going to be very important for us going forward. Now let's look at the second part of the Gemara. Ikedamri. Remember I said the Gemara attacks the statement of Odor Lo'olam Choser, and then it supports it. Now the Gemara is Ikedamri. This is another version. This version accepts, understands the principle of Mitzvah L'Kadesh Al Ariya. So the first one we've just learned, there was a Hamina and a Maschona, an initial assumption and a conclusion. The initial assumption, you test some of those. The initial assumption was that we need the Eidim for information. The conclusion is we need the Eidim as part of the process. The second part of the Gemara says, I know that we need them as part of the process. We accept that. Ikud Amri, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman did not ask a question, but Rav Nachman said, Af ana nami tanina, I can bring you a proof that Odor is always Chosa. Okay, so the first one we said, how could Odor possibly be Chosa? And the second version is that Rav Nachman said, I can bring you a proof that Odor is Loyal and Chosa. Why? The same Mishnah. Al Shnei Chod Mishim Mechalim Sashadas Al Nisan Val Tishrei. 2 months you can be Mechal Shabbos, Nisan and Tishrei. Unquote. Now he starts his reasoning. E amris bishlomo lo'ilom chaser. If, as you say in your axiom, that other is always missing, is always short, then I understand mishum hochi mechalalin. I understand why you've got to be mechalal. Exactly as Anna said a moment ago, the mitzvah kaddish al ariyah. Because if it's always chaser, and today is Shabbos, you have no option to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. You will have to declare Rosh Chodesh today, and you've got no edim, and you'll miss the mitzvah from the Kaddish Al Ariyah. Therefore, the Eidim has to be Mechal Shabbos. So that makes good sense. But if you will say, sometimes the month is long and sometimes it is short, Amay Mechal Linen? Why are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? May Abre Ha'idna, let us on Shabbos, the 30th, declare that this will be a long month and tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. And we'll have Kiddush HaChodesh tomorrow. Now think this too carefully, because the Gemara is saying something astonishing. What's going to happen now? So it's the 30th day and it's Shabbos. In Tel Aviv, two Eidim see the moon. On Shabbos or Chodesh. This is now important for fixing the month. But let's say that we're not going with the axiom. Odor is sometimes long, sometimes short. Beis Din have the option. Eidim in Tel Aviv see the new moon. And they know that it's cloudy in Yerushalayim. There's no chance they can see it. So the Eidim ask for Shaila, and we're told that they cannot be Bechal Shabbos. Let's try that for a moment. What could happen? So the Eidim sit all of day 30, Shabbos, no Eidim. What do they do? They say, well, clearly Rosh Chodesh is not today. Motzei Shabbos comes just before Motzei Shabbos. They tell the world tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Sunday. What about Eidim? They'll come Sunday and say what?
We saw it yesterday.
Is that called Kiddush Al Pi Ariyah? Al Ariyah? So now, in other words, now we're examining, we're splitting a hair here. This din now that you need to have Ariyah for there to be Kiddush, does the Ariyah have to be on the same day as the Kiddush, or could the Ariyah be in the previous day? Is the question. Now again, let us examine for a moment. If the role of the Eidim is informational, could you split it that way? Could you do Kiddush on Sunday for Eidim that saw on Shabbos? No, because the information conflicts with the action. They're saying it was Rosh Chodesh yesterday. How can you say, I'll do it up here, I'll take your word, I'll make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh? What is that role? But if you say it's like the wine, and they come and they say, yeah, we saw the moon. We saw the Rosh Chodesh. We happened to see it yesterday. And Beis Din says, but today we're making Rosh Chodesh today. Is that Kiddush Al Pi Ariyah? Yes, it is. Now let's look, we'll see that in the Rashi. That's another proof of what I'm suggesting, that the role of the Ariyah is like the kiddush for, it's like the wine for kiddush. It's just something that has to be there before you can go ahead with the ma'aseh kiddush, before you can be mekadesh the chodesh. So look at the Rashi inside. Mishum hachi mechalalin, the last of the long lines of Rashi, fourth line. Mishum hachi mechalalin. She'im loy yechalalu, because if they are not mechalal Shabbos, now we're talking about assuming that Nisa, that Adar is always short, I understand why there must be chilul Shabbos. Because she'im loy yechalalu, if they will not be mechalal, nimtzo she'yiskadesh achredesh b'loy edim. The result will be Rosh Chodesh without Eidim. Not that it will be Rosh Chodesh the next day. No, it's Lo Eidim Chotzer. We're going to declare Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. But the Eidim aren't there. So we'll have to do it without Eidim. We'll have to make Kiddush without wine. And humans, why do we want to put ourselves in such a situation? There's a mitzvah's assay. There's a positive mitzvah to use Ru'iyah that they must have seen. If that's the case, we'd rather let them be in the Chal Shabbos. Eloi Amri Zimnin Molev Zimnin Chotzer. But if you were to say that sometimes the month is full and sometimes it's empty, it's half, nichti. Beveid in Talia. In that case, let us have a look and see. The thing is, Beveid's option. Beveid can do it whatever they want. Even if they deliberately choose the wrong day. It doesn't matter. That's Rosh Chodesh. So Beveid have total authority over the day of Rosh Chodesh. Amai mechalalinen. Why are they mechalal? So if it can be a long day and a long month and a short month, and Beis Din can make up their mind, why should we let the Eidim be mechalal? Litaknu Beis Din sheyamtinu ad yom shlushim be'echad, says Rashi. Let Beis Din decide that they should wait until day 31. Shelo lechalal odav es haShabbos, so that they should not be mechalal Shabbos. Ve'yelchu ve'yoidu lemochor, let them come to Yerushalayim the next day and give evidence. The Yekadshu Al Pihem, and Beis Din will be Mekadesh Sunday as Rosh Chodesh, using the evidence of the witnesses who saw it the day before. It's clear from Rashi that the role here of the Re'iyah of sighting the moon is not for any purpose of information, and it doesn't have to be linked absolutely to the Kiddush. It's okay to have seen the moon yesterday and make Rosh Chodesh today. That's also called Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, is what Rashi holds. Now we could learn it in the Gemara without Rashi. We could say the Eidim don't come at all, and you don't need Eidim for day 31. For day 31, as in fact we'll see is the case. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says there's still the possibility of Kiddush Al Yedei Re'iyah, that you can still do Kiddush with sighting, even if they're not Mechal of Shabbos, because you'll make Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, they'll come on Sunday, they'll tell us they saw the moon yesterday, and we'll make Rosh Chodesh on Sunday.
Then why, if let's say Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, right, and nobody comes on the first day, so why then do they immediately declare Rosh Chodesh as soon as the second day comes? Shouldn't they wait to see if Eidim will come?
That's going to be one of the Minchas Kiddush sketches. Oh. One of his questions further on, that's a good question. Nei Abriha Idna, says Rashi, let us leap the month now, Beyom Lamed, on Shabbos the 30th, there Ya'adu is Adar. Let us decide that Adar will be a 30-day month, and 31 will be Rosh Chodesh, and that will be how it is. Answers the Gemara. Let's go back into the Gemara. Eid Echlo Yom Shloshim B'Shabbos Hachinami. If day 30 was Shabbos, you would be right, says the Gemara. That's exactly what we would do. We would tell the Eidim not to come, and we would declare Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, and we would use the Eidim the next day. But what are we talking about here? But what happens if day 31 is Shabbos? The mitzvah lekadesh al ha'ri'iyah, the still mitzvah to be mekadesh al ha'ri'iyah on day 31 too. So if there are no Eidim on day 31 because of Shabbos, you will definitely declare Rosh Chodesh, because it can't be longer than 31, but you don't have Eidim. So let the Eidim be mechal Shabbos so that you've got them there. So you see the Gemara is not disputing the logical premise of the Havamina, it's merely changing the situation, the case. But the principle it's accepting. The principle is, if you have to declare Rosh Chodesh today, then let the Eidim come today even if it's Shabbos. But if you have the option of declaring Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, don't let them be Mechal Shabbos. Declare Rosh Chodesh tomorrow using their Eidus of the day before. So the Chiddush over here in this Gemara is the possibility of de-linking the sighting from the Kiddush in terms of timing. You could have sighted it yesterday and be Mekadesh today. As long as there was a sighting, as long as we could be Eidim. You still Mekayim the Mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't... I'm still stuck. What he's saying is that the Kiddush, that the Re'iyah is declarative and not informational.
Right.
It's not informational because the fact is you can dig in the next day.
Right.
The whole Mishnah that says that there are 2 months where you can Mechalel Shabbos for, which is basically the Mishnah, it's nothing more, it's the Mishnah. And when we say it because it's Nisan and it's Tishrei, everything's dependent on that. Doesn't that Mishnah teach us by definition that it's informational? Declarative, you wouldn't Mechalel. If it's just declarative, there's no difference between Tishrei and Cheshvan. There's no difference. The chishu, the importance is because all the holidays are dependent on it. It'll be declarative. If it's not declarative, I don't need it. If it's informational, then I have to know exactly when Tishrei is and exactly when Nisan is.
That's a great question. So you're asking, if we've determined that the purpose of Eidim is
that declarative,
is for declaration,
then what's special about
Tishrei and Nisan? If the reason is because all the, if I would just say for every month we need it, we would understand. But if it's Davke, Tishrei, and Nisan, because the Yom Tov are dependent on them.
Yichud, Tishrei, and Nisan is the informational part, not the declarative part.
Great question. Well, let me look into that before next year.
Can you say that if it's just for declarative, so we just wait till the next day? So, in other words, Tishrei and Nisan, we want it to have 29, or especially Adar. So we want it to have it 29, right? So therefore, if Shabbos is on the 30th day, so then they have to come immediately because we're declaring Shabbos at the end of the day, one way or the other. But if it's, say, Cheshvan, and the 30th day should be Rosh Chodesh, and it's on Shabbos, but they come on Sunday, so we don't care. We'll wait.
No, but they're two different issues. The fact that Adar is always Choser is one issue. So we understand. Adar always being Choser compels us to allow them to be Mechal Shabbos on day 30.
Right.
But the fact is, if we didn't come, we were going to be Mekadesh in any case on day 30. So the question is, in that case, this has got nothing to do with the Yom Tov being dependent on it.
Well,
it's got to do with the odds being 30 days, that being 29 days.
I'm saying in Cheshvan, let's say no Eidim come on the 30th day, right? And we don't let them be Mechal Shabbos. So they're going to come on the 31st day,
right,
and we'll be Mekadesh on them on the 31st day.
But that's just declarative.
And that's just declarative. But we have Eidim, we're being Mekadesh on the Eidim, and we don't care if we extend the month an extra day. By Nisan and Tishrei, we can extend the month.
We're not going to. The fact is, we're not going to. You're saying, in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush HaPiyariya in other months, we can extend.
We can let it extend.
But on these months we can't. What about Elul? Yeah. So what about Elul then? Nisan we can't because Adar is not Elam Chazor. What about Elul then? The truth is Elul is also almost always Chosir.
And this
the same thing might apply. But let me look into that a little bit. I think that's a good cash on the Mishnah. On the Mishnah according to Rashi.
This was only possible after they had the astronomical ability to make the calculations.
They had the astronomical ability from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was given to Moshe when Hashem gave him the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. He gave him the formulas.
They didn't formalize the calendar until much later.
No, formalizing the calendar, all they did later on, they had in Beis Din, they had the calendar formalized as long as you wanted. All that they did later, all that Hillel did later on, was to be Mekadesh the months ahead of time. So in order that we weren't dependent on a Beis Din which doesn't exist. So, but with the knowledge of Rosh Chodesh, that they had all the time in Beis Din.
At the time of Moshe Rabbeinu.
They knew exactly when Rosh Chodesh was going to be for the next 5,000 years.
So there was no difference.
No. That formula didn't come from astronomical analysis, came from Kabbalah. There's no way they could have had the capacity to make those kinds of calculations, even at the time of Hillel. With that degree of accuracy, without a Kabbalah as to what the formula is. The exact length of a lunar month, the exact length of a solar year.
Mom said that they actually had a formula that was more accurate than the one that we use, because it doesn't really matter now once they encouraged it all in advance because you chose any formula they wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so they chose a simple formula which would work out, but they had actually a more complicated one at the time of the base of Mikdash in order to verify the formula.
And that's one of the big proofs of the Masir of Torah Shabbat Peh. There's no way that they could have known that kind of information without it having been given by he who created the formulas. despite the access to that kind of information, where else would it have come from? Much later on, we had the ability to kind of do it by research and extrapolation, but at that time they didn't.
And this isn't too far afield, but we're going to say we have a positive mitzvah, and we and it's okay if we call the shabbos for it. Why can't we hold shofar when Rosh Hashanah is called mashal?
We can, so it's for the rabbanon that we can't, because the rabbanon that goes there. But we'll get into all sorts of bit meikra din from the main din. We can, same as for a bris you can be mechal shabbos. So it's a mitzvah saseh, and strictly speaking, you should be able to. You're right. You should be able to, and strictly speaking, you can, for various reasons. Chazal were worried about Shabbos. We're going to leave it here. Let me summarize where we are and where we're going. And again, let me emphasize the importance of working on this during the week. We've gone through the Gemara. It's the first time for you. It's about the 20th time for me. So for me, it's easy. For you, it's not. But now, the next week, you must have gone through it 20 times. So then, it'll be equally clear for you. So what you need to do between now and then is know this Gemara and Rashi really well. Really know the Gemara and Rashi very, very well. If you have time beyond that, and you want to look at the... Well, don't even go to the Minchas Kinnas. The next thing you can do, if you have time beyond that, is to go onto your next Gemara page on Daf Chof Dalet, and there's a piece of Gemara from the one Mishnah to the next. It's about a third of an Omud. It starts in the middle of the Omud, it goes down to near the bottom. From the beginning of the first Mishnah to the beginning of the next Mishnah. If you can prepare that Mishnah and Gemara, it would be very helpful. We'll do it, we'll learn it ourselves, but you'll be ahead if you can do that. So to review the Gemara that we've just done, to prepare that Gemara, from there we'll already see for ourselves the Minchas Kinnas Kasha. We won't even have to look into the Minchas Kinnas, we will. But we'll have the question ourselves. And we won't have the luxury of the Minchas Kinnas answer. Because of the way we've learned this Gemara, we won't have the luxury of the Minchas Kinnas answer. So we're going to have to struggle with that. So between the Gemara we've just learned and the Gemara on Chof Dalet, a question will become evident, and we'll have to work around that question. So next week what we'll do is review this Gemara, do the next Gemara, and then go into the Minchas Kinnas itself. The two things I need to ask. The one is if we can just have a list of everybody's name, phone number, and email address, that would help. And so we'll probably just pass a piece of paper around to get that.
Not with nobody, but you wanted to get
it. If I can just put on one piece of paper, then
next
we can.
Next year is next Sunday?
Next year is next Sunday. The next thing I want to check up is timing. Is this time suitable for people, or would you like it a little earlier or a little later? Are there any preferences?
I suggest 10 o'clock.
This is fine. I was going to go early. I just suggested if we do it earlier, there might be people from Shachris, because Shachris is always at 8 o'clock. And after Shachris, from Shachris might want to join, they go home, and they come back half an hour later. It's very complicated. Other than that, the time doesn't matter to me. It's just a lot of people.